For wash that's deep clean. Sparkling clean. Use deep cleaning Oxidol.
Oxidol is deep cleaning. Deep cleaning. Deep cleaning.
Oxidol's own Ma Perkins. Ladies, in the midst of all the claims about new wash day products, the news about deep cleaning Oxidol is spreading like wildfire. News that means a wonderfully clean wash for you. Now, women are discovering that deep cleaning Oxidol reaches deep down into fibers of clothes and washes out the gray dirt left in by the leading wash day suds, the leading shortcut suds. And this is a fact that was demonstrated to women in an amazing washing demonstration. And one of the women who attended this demonstration was Mrs. Don Phillips of Great Neck, Long Island.
In this washing demonstration, they used my clean clothes. At least I thought they were clean, because I had just washed them with a leading suds, the way you're told to. Then they washed those clothes over again, this time with deep cleaning Oxidol. You should have seen the dirty wash water come out of those clothes I thought were clean. That dirty wash water showed me Oxidol really can get out the gray dirt left in clothes by those leading shortcut suds.
Thanks, Mrs. Phillips. And ladies, here's a suggestion. Next wash day, use deep cleaning Oxidol and demonstrate for yourself how much dirt Oxidol gets out of your clothes. When you use deep cleaning Oxidol, you'll see a wonderful difference in your wash. Your clothes look sparkling white and bright. Your clothes feel soft and fluffy. Your clothes smell sweet, too. Yes, clothes look clean, feel clean, smell clean, because they are clean with deep cleaning Oxidol. Yet, Oxidol is really safe. Deep clean clothes stay brighter, new looking longer. So don't wash clothes with suds that leave dirt in. Get clothes deep clean, sparkling clean with deep cleaning Oxidol.
Oxidol is deep cleaning. Deep cleaning. Deep cleaning.
Ask your dealer for Oxidol today. And now, for Ma Perkins. Well, the cousin's unbroken chain of greedy victories is threatened at last. Sylvester made certain unwelcome advances to little Faye, surprising her and frightening her. Of course, Faye doesn't want to make any trouble between Ma and the cousin. She knows Ma's loyalty to the cousin. And so, Faye doesn't know what to do. But we hope Faye and Ma will learn the truth at last about the wicked cousin. In the meantime, Sylvester has decided to work fast, to propose marriage to Faye at once. Well, right now, it's Shuffle we join over there in Middleborough. Shuffle is alone in his office.
Yes, ma'am, and what can I... Sweet Jerusalem on a bicycle, look who.
Hello, Shuffle.
Jug my cat, little thing. Roses are red, sugar's sweet, but roses and sugar together don't add up to no feast for the eyes like my own little face. Oh, darnation, must be my birthday.
Shuffle, I ought to see you more often. You're wonderful for a girl's morale. How are you, Shuffle?
Why, I'm just perfect, Faye. Oh, here, where's my manners? Sit down, Faye. And what brings you all the way to Millburn?
You do, Shuffle. I'm afraid I... Well, frankly, Shuffle, I need a favor.
A favor? I see. Well, whatever it is, I promise in advance I'll do it.
It's advice I need, Shuffle.
Yes, Faye. Faye, I do believe you're nervous. Yeah, you look kind of pale.
No, I'm not very happy about this, Shuffle. I don't know if I did right coming to see you, coming to talk to you. I'm sort of mixed up.
Well, tell me, Faye.
Shuffle, I'd like to know everything you know about Cousin Sylvester.
About Cousin Sylvester?
Yes. Not just how you feel about him. I know you don't like him, but everything you know about him.
Say, let's talk about something else. Ask me something easy, like holding up a bank or tell me to fly to the moon. Them things I'll try to do for you, Faye, but Cousin Sylvester is a subject which... Well, him and his whole family constitute a subject which... You know, what I got to say ain't reliable, say. Everybody tells me I ain't reliable on the subject of them cousins.
But maybe you are reliable, Cecil. Maybe in the whole family you're the only one who's had the right idea. And the rest of us have been wrong.
Say, little say, you don't mean that at last you see Cousin Sylvester for the no good big... you see, there I go again. Say, you mean you're getting around to my way of thinking?
I don't know. Just please tell me everything you know about Sylvester.
Okay, Faye. I'll tell you if first you'll tell me why you want to know. Has Sylvester gone and done something which surprises you?
He did something which, you might say, it shocked me. I had a quarrel with him, Cecil, and then I got to thinking it was my fault. But Gladys Pendleton, she was there, she says it's not my fault. Gladys told me some pretty terrible things about Sylvester. Well, not terrible exactly, but all stuff like calling her up to date and never mentioning it to me. And you've embarrassed me, Cecil. Please tell me why you've always hated Sylvester.
So you've had a quarrel with that no-good hooligan. So now at last you want to know, is your cousin Sylvester the scum of the earth or ain't he?
Oh, Cecil.
I said scum of the earth, and that's what I mean. He's no good, Faye. Before I moved away from Rushville Center, I used to sit in my room and shake. Just shake so bad I couldn't hold my magazine because I knowed that you was out with him.
Sure.
But I said to myself, I must be wrong. Little Faye's a fine, clean-cut girl. She wouldn't go out with no bum. And Ma, my best friend in the whole world, so smart, so good. Ma wouldn't let her little Faye go out with no bum. Cecil Kilburn must be wrong. But I ain't wrong. I ain't. And now you tell me Gladys Pendleton says the same like I say. Or you can ask Marietta. Time after time, I've sat with Marietta, and we'd be telling each other about our family histories, and what Sylvester Hammacher done to Marietta makes me just want to murder the big hooligan with my own hands. But you ask for proof. Proof is something, in something like this, you know, it's hard, say. All them stories about me which him and his daddy was spreading around Rushville Center about my old trouble. I couldn't prove the stories were starting with a cousin. But where else could them stories start? The little remarks Sylvester used to make about you. The way he'd look at you when you'd be walking through the room, and then he'd look at his daddy, Cousin Ed, and then they'd both kind of smile. So mean, so dirty. But that ain't proof. Still, there ain't no better proof. Even Marietta. Sylvester taking her money. But still, Marietta can't prove it. When a man steals money, he don't give no receipt. Oh, I'm just going on and on, Faye. Maybe I ought to ask you, what did he do to you that now you're beginning to wonder maybe he ain't so wonderful?
Yes, like you said, it's not real proof. It's still, in another sense, the best proof in the world. Maybe I'm old-fashioned, Chuckle, but I'm not used to men getting fresh with me. He got a little fresh. And in a rather ugly way.
Sylvester Hammacher got fresh with you. Okay, Faye. You just go home and forget about it. Just leave it to me. Go home.
Chuckle, no. You mean you're going to do something to... Oh, no, no. It's not that important, Chuckle. I beg you.
It's not important. Him and his daddy drove me out of my life's business. They drove me out of my hometown. They drove me away from Ma and my friends. Okay, I'll admit maybe that ain't important. They talked to poor old Willie into quitting at the lumber yard. Now Willie ain't had a job for almost a month. Okay, I'll even admit that ain't important. And what I know, they must have got Willie and Evie to do, turn over their life savings to him. Okay, money ain't important. But when that dirty animal gets close to you, that's something else again. Your troubles are over, Faye. I don't care if I hang for it. I'll die happy. But I'm going after that Sylvester, and I'm just...
No, Shuffle, I beg you, listen to me. Shuffle, don't you see? I've come to talk to you for the same reason that you moved away. It's not the cousins. Oh, Buffalo, don't you really see it? It's something much more important than the cousins. It's somebody we both love. Buffalo, don't you see it?
You mean Ma Perkins?
Of course I mean Ma. She loves the cousins. Isn't that why you gave up everything you had in the world and moved over here so you'd stop bringing grief and pain to Ma?
That's why I say. But that's over and done with. And now the question is...
And now the question is the same as it was then. We can't bring this hurt to Ma. Ma and Cousin Benita go marketing together. Ma and Cousin Benita sit by the hour talking about the old folks. People in the family who were dead before I was even born. Shuffle, Ma loves Benita.
Oh, I got nothing against Benita. Benita's kind of sweet outside of being married to Ed.
So what difference does it make if Sylvester tried to grab me? Compared to Ma's feelings, that's so unimportant. The important thing is, what are you going to do? Assuming that you're right and that Gladys is right and that Sylvester's really a terrible person, what should I do? I can't hurt Ma.
Oh, coronation. How many months went by, each month full of weeks and each week full of days? I'd lay up there on my old brass bed and the same thoughts would go through my mind. Shuffle, you can't hurt Ma. Shuffle, Ma loves them cousins. So I done, like you know, I just plumb went away.
Oh, I wonder if I should go away. Take Tellet and just take a good long trip somewhere.
No. Why should it be us who are always running? This time, let's make the cousins run away. Hey, I ain't going to shoot Sylvester. I just want to teach him a lesson. Please let me go to Rushville Center and call him
out. Oh, no. Oh, no, Shuffle. Isn't there still a chance that we're both wrong, that Gladys is wrong, and that Ma's right? Sylvester was so nice to me for so long. 2 months, 3 months. Why was he so nice to me if he's really the awful person you say he is and Gladys says he is? Ma thinks he's nice.
Oh, say, don't you really know why Sylvester's been nice to you?
I don't know anything.
And say, I can't prove this neither. But it so happens that you're rich. And Sylvester and his daddy know that you're rich. Your inheritance from Paul.
Oh, Shuffle. You mean all this time Sylvester was after my money?
Yes, sir.
That's terrible, though. Oh, Shuffle. Really?
Ladies, next time you buy wash day suds, remember the amazing results of actual washing demonstrations I mentioned earlier. Women saw conclusive proof that deep cleaning oxidol gets clothes sparkling clean, reaches deep down into fibers for the grimy dirt in clothes, loosens dirt, and floats it away. Yes, you can see your clothes washed dazzling white and bright with oxidol. You can feel that clothes are soft and fluffy. You can smell their sweet, too. Clothes look clean, feel clean, smell clean, because they are clean with deep cleaning oxidol. So for a wash that's deep clean, sparkling clean, get deep cleaning oxidol at your dealers now in the same familiar oxidol package. And won't they believe Shuffle either? Shuffle's the only one who's been right about the cousins all along. What will Faye decide? Well, Faye decides on a showdown. Tomorrow. But now this is Charlie Warren inviting you to listen again tomorrow to Oxidol's own Ma Perkins. Same time, same station. For a wash that's deep clean, sparkling clean, use deep cleaning Oxidol.
Oxidol is deep cleaning. Deep cleaning. Deep cleaning.